With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Strong winds and bone dry conditions are expanding wildfires in the south.
My house is gone.
Video by Brittany Quinn shows a heartbreaking scene of burned out vehicles and smoking debris left by a wildfire in Brantley County in southeast Georgia. Governor Brian Kemp spoke at a news conference after touring the damage.
We believe it was started by a balloon landing on a power line causing an arc that created the fire.
County Manager Joey Caton urged residents to heed evacuation orders.
This is a dynamic fire that's changing.
Jennifer Drawdy has lived in Waynesville for 41 years and says the emotional toll has been overwhelming.
So many people have lost their homes.
I'm Jennifer King.
While officials are dealing with wildfires in the south, tornadoes hit Oklahoma.
A powerful tornado in Oklahoma ripped roofs off buildings, knocked down power poles, and sent emergency crews rushing into a rural community near Vance Air Force Base.
Look at that. It's a satellite tornado. Good night.
Video provided by KWTV. KOTV shows multiple occurrences across a field.
On the ground going through the wind farm out here.
Destroying buildings in its path.
Beast in the trees.
As debris flew through the air, the confirmed tornado moved across parts of Enid, a city of about 50,000 people. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump is sending his envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner back to Pakistan to meet with Iran's foreign minister as officials in the Southeast Asian nation push to revive ceasefire talks. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt told Fox News the two would meet with Iranian foreign minister Abbas Araghchi on Saturday. The Trump administration sanctioning a major China-based oil refinery and about 40 shipping companies. The move announced today as part of a campaign to cut off Iran's oil exports. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse hasn't forgotten about Ukraine.
The giant Christian relief agency says it has poured nearly 300 million pounds of food into the stricken country, devastated by Russia's 2022 invasion. The war has destroyed a lot of Ukraine's infrastructure, often leaving the old and infirm isolated and unable to get to a store to buy food. The ongoing fighting also makes it dangerous for people to move about at all. Samaritan's Purse is urging all Christians in America to be in prayer for Ukraine. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a new study from West Virginia University, most adults who attend religious services go out to several different churches at least occasionally. The report indicates that roughly 12% of all adults who attend services go to multiple congregations regularly, and 45% do so from time to time. Of those who attend multiple congregations, about three-quarters attend two congregations, and the rest attend three or more. Adults who do this are more likely to be politically liberal, whereas political conservatives always attend church. Three strangers from three different countries. Here's a look at two men who stopped to help a fellow runner at this year's Boston Marathon. Correspondent Donna Warder has more on this heartfelt story.
Runner Aaron Biggs of Northern Ireland was close to the finish line at Monday's Boston Marathon when he saw fellow runner and Massachusetts native A.J. Haridas collapse about 1,000 feet from the end of the course.
I just happened to see A.J. fall. You look at the finish line, you look at the time, I looked at my watch, and I looked at him again.
Biggs and another runner, Robson de Oliveira of Brazil, picked up Haridas.
I was so grateful to see Robson to come over and put his arm around him as well, and for the three of us to continue our journey and across the finish line. Three strangers, three different countries, and we'll have a story for the rest of our lives.
I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.